Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Cruelty by Nature, The Science of Intentional Abuse by Peter Salerno PsyD is a psychology and relationship abuse book that argues for a tougher, more biologically informed understanding of cruelty, drawing on neuroscience, genetics, and clinical psychology. Salerno challenges the comforting belief that abusive behavior is mainly a byproduct of trauma, poor upbringing, or social stress. Instead, he frames a subset of abuse as deliberate and instrumental harm used to control, exploit, or dominate, rather than a reactive loss of control. The book focuses on patterns commonly associated with personality pathology, including narcissistic and psychopathic styles, while also discussing how other personality presentations can produce coercive, destabilizing relationship dynamics. Salerno writes as a retired licensed psychotherapist with specialized training in assessing personality disorders, including training tied to the Hare Psychopathy Checklist Revised, blending research discussion with survivor perspectives. The book aims to help readers recognize calculated abuse, avoid explanatory narratives that minimize danger, and rethink therapeutic and cultural responses that can inadvertently protect perpetrators over victims. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reframing abuse as intentional and instrumental. A central theme is the distinction between abuse that is impulsive or situational and abuse that is purposeful. Salerno argues that many victims are taught to interpret harm as a temporary breakdown caused by stress, insecurity, or unresolved trauma. In contrast, the book emphasizes patterns of cruelty that function as strategies of intimidation, manipulation, humiliation, and deception deployed to gain power or resources. This reframing matters because it changes what safety and accountability look like. If the behavior is instrumental, better communication and more empathy from the victim may not reduce harm and can even provide new openings for control. The book also challenges the idea that love, patience, or explaining feelings will reliably produce remorse or change in an abuser whose actions are calculated. By foregrounding intention and repeatability, it encourages readers to examine consistency across time, contexts, and targets. The aim is not to deny that suffering exists in perpetrators' histories, but to resist using backstory as the primary explanatory tool when the observable pattern is exploitation. This topic sets the foundation for a more protective, reality-based approach to assessing risk in relationships. Secondly, biological and neuropsychological influences on cruelty. Salerno presents the view that personality pathology relevant to persistent exploitation is supported by stable biological systems, not merely learned behavior. Using a broad science lens, the book points to the role of brain networks, neurochemistry, and genetic influences as contributors to traits such as reduced empathy, reward-seeking, fearlessness, or emotional coldness. The key claim is not that biology eliminates choice, but that it can bias temperament and make certain strategies easier to adopt and sustain. This framework also challenges a purely environmental model in which enough support, insight, or therapeutic processing will reliably resolve abusive behavior. By highlighting biological stability, the book supports a cautious stance toward predictions of change when the abusive pattern is long-standing and reinforced by success in controlling others. For survivors, this can be validating. It offers an explanation for why an abuser may remain unmoved by consequences that would stop most people. For clinicians, it argues for integrating behavioral observation and risk assessment with psychological formulation, rather than relying primarily on narratives of pain and shame. The result is a model that prioritizes protection, realism, and evidence-minded interpretation of persistent cruelty. Thirdly, personality pathology patterns linked to abusive dynamics. The book spotlights abusive patterns commonly discussed under personality disorder-related frameworks, including narcissistic and psychopathic styles, and it also addresses how borderline and histrionic presentations can be associated with harmful relational tactics. Salerno focuses less on labels as identity and more on patterns that create predictable harm entitlement, grandiosity, manipulativeness, shallow remorse, splitting others into all good or all bad, and attention-seeking that escalates into coercion. The emphasis is on how these traits can translate into repeated cycles of idealization and devaluation, gaslighting, triangulation, and punishment for boundaries. By presenting multiple styles, the book suggests that intentional abuse is not one uniform profile, and that victims can become trapped by trying to diagnose the perpetrator instead of tracking behavior. It also cautions against over-pathologizing normal conflict, encouraging readers to look for markers such as chronic blame shifting, consistent exploitation, and a pattern of harm that persists despite clear feedback and consequences. This topic helps readers connect the science discussion to lived relationship realities, showing how personality features can shape strategy, not just mood. the practical outcome is sharper recognition of coercive patterns across different interpersonal presentations. Fourthly, critique of therapeutic myths that can endanger victims. Salerno challenges common therapeutic and cultural messages that frame abusive behavior primarily as trauma reenactment or a wounded inner child seeking reassurance. While acknowledging that trauma exists, he argues that over-reliance on trauma narratives can minimize agency and obscure predatory patterns. The book critiques approaches that encourage victims to respond with increased understanding, unconditional forgiveness, or deeper emotional labor in the belief that empathy will soften cruelty. In cases of intentional abuse, these interventions can inadvertently teach the perpetrator what hurts most and what is easiest to manipulate. A related concern is the tendency to treat the relationship as a mutual communication problem, which can pressure victims into sharing vulnerabilities or accepting partial responsibility for targeted harm. Salerno advocates for a more behaviorally grounded stance. Assess what the person does, how consistent it is, and whether accountability produces genuine change. For clinicians, the theme is a call for stronger risk awareness and clearer boundaries when personality pathology and exploitation are present. For survivors, it provides permission to prioritize safety and to distrust systems that reflexively seek reconciliation. This topic positions the book as both a science argument and a critique of professional practices that may unintentionally protect abusive dynamics. Lastly, survivor validation and practical recognition of coercive strategies alongside its scientific framing. The book uses survivor perspective to clarify how intentional abuse feels and how it unfolds in real life. This emphasis can be validating for readers who were told they were overreacting or who blame themselves for not being able to fix the situation. Salerno highlights the usefulness of recognizing strategies rather than isolated incidents, repeated testing of boundaries, selective cruelty behind closed doors, charm in public, and tactics that create confusion and self-doubt. When abuse is strategic, it often includes intermittent reinforcement, moments of apparent tenderness that pull the victim back into hope, and denials that recast the victim as unstable. And exegeting, the book encourages readers to evaluate patterns across time, not promises or apologies in the aftermath of harm. It also implicitly supports a shift from explaining to protecting, gathering clarity, strengthening boundaries, and making decisions based on evidence of behavior. While the book is not presented as a step-by-step safety manual in the available descriptions, its takeaways emphasize discernment and realism. The intended effect is to reduce the cognitive traps that keep victims engaged, such as believing the right love or the right explanation will produce empathy. This topic connects the science thesis to actionable insight for everyday self-protection. In conclusion, Cruelty by Nature is best suited to readers who want a clear-eyed framework for understanding persistent, coercive, and seemingly remorseless abuse. Survivors of narcissistic or otherwise pathological relationship dynamics may find the book especially useful because it validates an experience many struggle to explain harm that appears deliberate rather than accidental. Mental health professionals and students can also benefit from its challenge to overly comforting models that attribute most cruelty to trauma alone, especially when those models lead to interventions that increase risk for victims. The practical value of the book lies in its insistence on behavioral pattern recognition and on differentiating conflict from exploitation. It encourages readers to ask whether harm is episodic or strategic, whether accountability changes behavior, and whether charm and apology are followed by consistent repair. What helps the book stand out in its category is its explicit emphasis on biological and neuropsychological stability as part of the explanation for certain abusive patterns, paired with a firm critique of cultural and therapeutic messages that default to empathy without accountability. Compared with many abuse titles that focus primarily on recovery skills or communication, Salerno centers the perpetrator's intentionality and the systems that sustain it, arguing that realism is a prerequisite for both safety and healing. If you would like to support Peter Salerno's PsyD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.